So Renaud, after that high on Tuesday night, a bit of a low today, going out the FA Trophy. They came with a game plan, didn't they? And they scored early and then just literally 10 men behind the ball.
Funny old game this, isn't it? You know, you go from the highs on Tuesday night to the doldrums and despairs of today. Yeah, they came with a game plan. Yeah, they sat in. You know, they know we're a good footballing side. We failed to break them down. 82% possession, great. Did we do enough? No. And it's not about, you know, standing here and name calling anybody. You know, as a football team, staff, players, we haven't done enough today. And, you know, I've just said to lads in there that it's not fair. It's not fair because people work hard all week. People work hard behind the scenes to get match day on. You know, so much work's gone into today. And what I want is 16 lads to go out there, get to a game plan, run around and stick to it. And we didn't do that today. You know, the guys came out in the forces today. And, you know, you can't take it for granted that we can win football games. I've said all season, anyone can beat anyone. That's not good enough today. That's not acceptable. We're out the trophy. A competition I wanted to do well in. Well done to the visage. You know, we failed to kind of adopt to our game plan, and we got what we deserved, which was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different team from the one we faced a few weeks ago. So we put four past them, and obviously they've been have some chasing results with a lot of goals going against them, and they look far more solid today, didn't they?
I think the Grucci came out of it with some plaudits. Apart from that, I don't think anyone did. And you know, you only have to look at the running stats from Tuesday night to tonight, and they'll tell you everything that you need to know. I'm not having we're tired. We had a really relaxed bounce session on Thursday, give a couple of lads nights off to get rubs, etc. That's just not us today, and certainly not how we've gone about things in the last few weeks. And now we've got to dust ourselves down and go again. The only saving grace, if there's anything, is that it wasn't in the league. And we're still, you know, a point off the top, and we're going into choosing our action. But we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and obviously Morpeth, talking about Tuesday, basically they're always going to be a sort of tough proposition because of the way they play.
Oh, of course it is. You know, we've had them watch today. They're a fantastic side. So are we, though. So are we, and that's the thing today. Today we wasn't, even though we moved the ball around. I just thought we forced it in different areas. I thought we could have travelled with the ball more. So we miss Curtis Jones, which steps out of play and kind of gets us high. I thought we passed it when we could have travelled with the ball. I thought we travelled with the ball, we should have passed it. Just a whole load of things went wrong and disappointing. But like I say, we've got Morpeth Tuesday. We've got to pick ourselves up, you know, as flat as we feel now, and we do. You know, we ain't got a lot of turnaround. We'll have to have a chat tomorrow. We'll have to have another chat Monday. You know, we'll have to get in and put the wrongs right. You know, that's what we're always trying to do. But that's the beautiful thing about football is it doesn't always go your way. It's great when you win. It's horrible when you lose. But it's, you know, one of them days, and we've got to eradicate it as quick as we can do because things have been really good for the last few weeks.
OK, well, I mean, as we always say, basically Tuesday, it's not far away. It's a great chance to get things back.
Of course it is. You know, it doesn't make Sunday, Monday or Tuesday any easier. You know, I can't wait till 7:45 Tuesday night and the people are in the ground and hopefully we can, like I said, put the wrongs right on Tuesday and do everything we can do because, you know, all that is that lads owe each other a performance, or lads owe the club performance, lads owe me a performance, and you know we I'm sure they will do. I'm sure they'll bounce back. They're a great group, and you know let's put this one behind us. We'll address it. We'll talk about it as a squad, as a management team, and we'll try and look over the game and work out what went wrong, and then put it right Tuesday.